Welcome to Mercedes-Benz Audio Experience's Blooming Dreams, an audio road trip through Mumbai. Mumbai is considered the financial and cultural center of India. Photographer Avani Rai portrays her home city as a place of change, big dreams, and exciting images. We wait for the sun to go down. During the blue hour, workers install a light panel on the roof next to us. It's a balmy Saturday evening in early March. The Mumbai skyline rises out of Mahim Bay in front of us. Avani Rai looks through her camera. The glass towers on the other side begin to glow in the light of the evening sun. The photographer presses the shutter release, lowers the camera, and waits. Just as the sun is about to sink into the sea, she brings the camera back up to her eye. The breathtaking view of Mumbai at this moment seems to unite everything about this city. Its radiance, its versatility, and all the contrasts that come together here. A photo by her father, Raghu Rai, India's most famous photographer, epitomizes Mumbai like no other. At its center is a man on a platform, reading a newspaper. The crowd around him disappears in a blur of movement. It shows the speed of the city, but also that every one of its 21.5 million inhabitants is pursuing their own idea of happiness. The name of the series to which it belongs is Mumbai, Where Dreams Don't Die. Many consider the city to be the New York of India. That's exactly why we came here. We simply had to experience the dynamism of the city with the EQS. We settle ourselves into the comfortable leather seats. The EQS navigates us safely and almost silently through the Mumbai streets. Avani Rai is going to show us the spots where we can experience one of the largest cities in the world up close, but also with the distance of a documentary photographer, in the spirit of her father, Raghu Rai, but with her very own perspective. Raghu Rai says of photography, every good picture should show the longing for life as such. This means that when a photographer masters their craft perfectly, they become one with the moment, the place, and the people around them. In short, it's about capturing a very specific mood. In any case, a good picture tells a story that says more than you can see at first glance. It reveals a kind of truth about life and the moment in which it was created. With this in mind, Mumbai's glass palaces seem like the promise of a bright future. And our Mercedes, with which we explore this fascinating city, impressively shows us the future of mobility. In the elegantly futuristic EQS interior, and amidst the pulsating rhythm of Mumbai traffic, we feel free and at ease. But we're still part of the hustle and bustle of the streets. After the first photos have been shot and the sun has set, we drive past illuminated storefronts, magnificent buildings and small shops, auto rickshaws and roadside traders. We get an initial impression of the soul of this city. Mumbai is restless, but still focused, always in a state of flux, always changing. Avani's father, Raghu Rai, is considered one of India's most important chroniclers. He was discovered by Henri Cartier-Bresson, probably the most influential photographer of the 20th century. Avani Rai does portraits and fashion editorials for leading Indian magazines alongside her own artistic work. She learned her craft from her father, while also earning a degree in communication. When her father began documenting the world around him, he still developed his pictures in a darkroom. Avani's India of today is a country of globalization and the internet. At the beginning of 2024, there were 462 million social media users alone, and the numbers are rising. The subcontinent is defined by speed and change, with tradition and culture evolving to the rhythm of globalization. We stop the EQS near the flower markets in Dadar West. There are countless small shops here that open early in the morning. We buy some flowers and decorate the EQS with them, following an Indian tradition. It is customary to decorate and crown cars with flowers when they are handed over to customers or presented as gifts. The colors here are as vibrant as the colors of the flowers on sale at the market. An old lady explains her skillful art of weaving flowers into an elaborate bouquet. The interwoven silver ribbons make her creations appear almost futuristic, even though the flower market tradition is firmly rooted in Indian culture. Flowers have a highly symbolic meaning on the subcontinent. Roses, for example, depict love, beauty, and purity. Marigolds, on the other hand, symbolize joy, prosperity, and tradition. Every time we mention to someone that we are exploring the city for Mercedes-Benz magazine, we are met with enthusiasm and curious looks. Mercedes-Benz is a highly respected brand in India. A recent study by the Harun Research Institute in Shanghai revealed that Mumbai has been the new billionaire capital of Asia since the beginning of 2024. And that's not all. While New Delhi, India's official capital, is known as an administrative hub, the country's heartbeat is found in Mumbai, located further south. Mumbai is a place for fortune hunters, a projection surface for ambitious goals and big dreams, just like the films shot here. Mumbai is considered Bollywood's epicenter. The films produced here are colorful, loud, and entertaining, in which the protagonists sing and dance when they are not talking about great love stories, passion, or glitzy life dramas. Bollywood films are a very special form of cinema, best understood in India itself. At least, that's what you might have thought until now. Because Vikram Motwani has set out to change all that. The director sits on the terrace of his flat on the 10th floor of a residential building in the Juhu neighborhood. To the right, the ocean stretches out under a blue sky to the end of the bay, where the Bandra district rises out of the sea. Although his films and series do not adhere to the classic genres, they still feature well-known Bollywood actors, like the Rajiv Gandhi Sea Link Bridge that connects bustling Bandra with the established Worli. Motwani bridges the gap between Indian cinema and the rest of the film world. For example, his film AK vs. AK is a Quentin Tarantino-style thriller with fast-paced dialogue and a complex plot. Motwani's stories are cleverly written. Multi-layered characters drive the story, which seems to be straight out of real life. In contrast to most Bollywood films, this filmmaker focuses on authenticity rather than opulent decor. The 47-year-old is well-versed in film history, a dedicated producer, and a brilliant director who, yet again in contrast to current Bollywood films, also addresses Indian history. His series Jubilee was released in 2023. It tells stories of Bollywood in the 1940s and 1950s, thereby showing the origins of the Indian film industry as we know it today. Back then, Bombay was also the city of vaudeville, theater, and music clubs, probably the reason for the vocal interludes so characteristic of Bollywood films today. "I couldn't live anywhere else," says Motwani about Mumbai. It's easy to see why. Inspiration for new stories is on every street. You just have to pick it up, like the flowers at the market in Dadar West. We drive back from Worli to Bandra and park in front of a wall painted by the artist collective Bollywood Art Project. It features well-known scenes and actors from the genre's long history. Bandra is Mumbai's up-and-coming creative district, where more and more companies are setting up shop. Bandra was long considered part of Mumbai's suburbs, with its origins of 24 individual villages, each with its own tradition. This distinction is becoming increasingly blurred, and Bandra is growing at pace. Many of the buildings that make up Bandra today didn't even exist less than 20 years ago. From banks, restaurants, and shops to a vibrant creative scene, Bandra is becoming the hub of a young generation that is enriching the country with new ideas. Avani Rai lives here, and the neighborhood is now home to coffee houses such as Subco, which brings Indian flair to a world-class coffee culture. This is still very unusual in India, the land of tea, but people in Bandra are rethinking, reinterpreting, and constantly developing the city. It is the district where Mumbai's transformation and growth is currently most visible. The Ballard Estate and the area around Horniman Circle in the old part of Mumbai, not far from the historic Gateway of India, are quite a different story. The trade routes that connected the city with the rest of the world began and ended here during the colonial era. Today, the stone archway serves as a monument to the past. It is a place where many locals and tourists stroll along the promenade in the evening and watch pigeons circle around the bay in large flocks. There are hardly any other cars on the road apart from ours. We are gliding slowly and almost silently through the streets in our EQS. We are surrounded by tall trees and neoclassical facades that would not be out of place in London's city center. We park our vehicle under the shade of an old banyan tree, and by now we can say with certainty that Mumbai is definitely a tropical place. It is clear why Mumbai was named Tree City of the World by the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United States, the FAO, in 2021. Young men play cricket in the street. The sun shines through the leaves, a light breeze is blowing. In contrast to bustling Bandra, the historic center of Mumbai feels like an oasis of calm on this Sunday. Like many Mumbaians, we are drawn to the countryside on our last day. More and more holiday homes and weekend residences are being built around the town of Lonavala. The gentle Western Ghats mountain landscape offers breathtaking nature, open roads, and fresh air, a welcome contrast to city life. The EQS is parked at the side of the road as Avani Rai raises her camera once more. Then, the last picture is taken. It shows the morning sun shining through the windows, causing the EQS to glow inside and out. Another unique moment captured at precisely the right instant. Avani Rai says, "You have to be quick in Mumbai. Those who wait, wait forever." This was the Mercedes-Benz Audio Experience's Blooming Dreams, an audio road trip through Mumbai.